This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am at Madinat al-Zahra in the city of Cordoba in Al-Andalus. This particular city was sanctioned by one of the most powerful Muslim kings who ruled Western Europe. I'm talking about Abdurrahman III, who ruled from Cordoba as one of the most powerful monarchs in Islamic history of Spain. And he was the first Umayyad Amir to declare himself to be the Caliph, because he was facing political and military threats in North Africa from the Fatimid Caliphate, which was a Shia Caliphate. So in response, he had to declare himself as the Caliph so that he can confront his enemies in North Africa. He is the one who sanctioned this particular project, and this is called Madinat al-Zahra. It was built for his private residence. He had his wives and concubines here. He would receive foreign dignitaries and ambassadors here. This is where people would come and they would be awestruck, completely awestruck. This place was awesome. Awesome in the sense that when people would walk through the gates, like the one you can see behind me, now it's in ruins, but when it was a booming city, when it was a living city, people had recorded their feelings about it, that this was a magnificent place. And one of the purposes was to actually drive that fear through people. The ambassadors who would come to see him, they would see his pomp and glory, and they would go back and tell their governments and their countries that don't even think of confronting this particular establishment or this entity called the Umayyad Caliphate of Cordoba. So Abdurrahman III was the most powerful king or caliph or monarch or ruler in Western Europe. He ruled most of Spain, and his military power was immense. He had the allegiance of kings, Christian kings from the north, and he had the allegiance of kings from the North Africa in the south. Okay, so he was a very powerful king. This project was started in 936 CE, and it was completed in a decade. And then his son, Hakam II, also ruled from this very city called Madinat al-Zahra, which is in the outskirts of the city of Cordoba, right? Abdurrahman III was special because he was the first person to declare caliphate from Cordoba, vis-a-vis the caliphate of the Abbasids in Baghdad. The Abbasids by this time, by the mid-10th century, have lost their power to Turkish military generals and other elements. So they don't have any real power. They are puppets. The Abbasid caliphs by this time are puppets. So for that reason, he declared himself to be a rival caliph who had real power. Abdurrahman III had real power. He had militaries, he had generals, he had wazirs. In fact, his prime minister, one of his prime ministers, was a Jewish man called Hazda ibn Shaprut. So the Jewish people in this territory, in Islamic Spain, had immense power. They were physicians, they were philosophers, they were theologians, they were politicians. Some of them were generals, military generals, Jewish people in Cordoba. So when people claim that Islam somehow was persecuting the Jewish people, some people claim, some unfortunate individuals out there, they do claim this due to their ignorance or due to their hate-driven agenda. They are simply lying and misrepresenting history, because here in Spain, something absolutely wonderful happened. And scholars call it, generally speaking, the convivencia or la convivencia, which means coexistence between three Abrahamic faiths. Christians, Jews, and Muslims coexisted. For this particular caliph, Abdurrahman III, Jews were working, Christians were working, and Muslims were working, doing different things depending on their expertise and what they had to offer. Who succeeded him? Hakam II. Hakam II succeeded him as the caliph, and Hakam II is known for a few things. One of those things is that he accumulated one of the largest libraries in the history of the Islamic world. Okay, he had the largest collection of books anywhere in the world at that time, actually to date, when it comes to the human history. Okay, how do we know this? He had 400,000 volumes in his library. 40 volumes alone documented the catalog. Okay, And he had agents running around the world collecting books from him, from Central Asia, from Egypt, from Iraq, possibly as far as India. He was collecting books. He would pay immense amount of money to collect these books. Unfortunately, this library was destroyed later on, after he had died. This library was destroyed due to the civil war. And even this city was destroyed during that civil war between the Muslims, when the Umayyad Caliphate was falling, it was declining, and there was a civil war as a result between the Muslim powers within Islamic Spain, and the result was the destruction of this city, which was lost and not very long ago discovered, and it became an archaeological site. It's a UNESCO Human World Heritage Site, and you can see the arches behind me. There's a lot to see, which we cannot possibly share with you right now, but this is Madinat al-Zahra, built in the mid 10th century CE by the Muslim kings, in particular Abdurrahman III and Hakam II, his successor, and this was a masterpiece of architecture, okay? And there's a lot more that can be said, but I recommend strongly a few books for you to look into for studying Islamic Spain. One of them is by Richard Fletcher, Moorish Spain. Then there is one by Anwar Shahna titled The Muslim Spain, and then The Legacy of Muslim Spain by Salma Khadra Jayusi. These are some of the works you can consult. And there are books by Hugh Kennedy, Islamic Spain and Portugal. Then there are other books you can look into, but these are some of the works I can recommend strongly. Thank you so much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.